The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy.
Welcome to Clem Kush, and we're already in an argument. Him and I are arguing right now, and I was like, you know what, listen, let's continue to argue on the air. Like, let's not have this private argument because you're fucking with me.
Yeah, I said bring Anna back.
And that's, you know what, I feel like hitting you like the bitch from Little Caesars got hit today.
Go ahead, you try and drag me by my long-ass luscious hair.
I will fucking pull every ounce of that weave that you got out, bitch.
Go ahead, I'll get $6 million and gets mine.
So anyway, Seth goes to me, hey, Spongio, I think we should do a draft show. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. When do you want to do it? And then he goes, well, when do you think? And I go, well, I don't know, how about Wednesday? And he goes, well, Wednesday would be a speculation day. And so I don't know if speculation works better than cold hard facts. And I go, okay. So hold on. I go, okay. So I'm completely being cool about it. I'm like, okay.
You said Thursday.
Then I said, well, how about Thursday? And he goes, well, Thursday, technically it's happening and you're now reporting it real time and there's no speculation. Well, I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to say? I'm like, you know, there's only two. Oh, you can do it on Friday when they've already, the first round is done, and then now it's triple speculation because you know who the fuck they picked, and now you're seeing who they're going to pick for the second.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of, I was kind of thinking that, and this is just from something that, you know, the Bubba Army was asking for. I don't even need to do it. I mean, if, you know, Rhett and Lummy want to do something, but yeah, I was thinking that you do it on Friday. You have the first round that's completed.
So why don't, when you ask me things, why don't you say, hey, Bubba, I'm thinking about doing a draft show on Friday. And then I'd be like, okay, cool.
Instead, you
want my input. Then you argue with my input because my input isn't what you wanted to begin with. Why don't you just give me what the fuck you want to begin with, bitch boy?
This is very much along the lines of when I just suggested that we put Legos in the cash cube to make it fun, and I got shot down pretty hard. I feel like that's
Listen, I accepted you with open arms.
I understand, but
I'm like, you can put your fucking draft show wherever you want.
I'm asking you as a football guy, I'm saying, would you rather hear a bunch of people speculate about this guy got to go here, the Cardinals going to do this, or do you want to hear, hey, the Cardinals fucking traded out, the Vikings got J.J. McCarthy, the Bears traded up and got Marvin Harrison Jr., here's what happened. Here's what's going to happen today with the second and third round.
All right. Well,
I don't even know.
Today is Tuesday, and it's Clem Kush. Now, tomorrow is, I think, is it Lummy's?
It's Pigmentation.
Oh, tomorrow is Pigmentation.
Yes, I'm recording that today.
Then Thursday, it was supposed to be Two Live Jew, and one of the Jews got fired.
Yes.
And so
I've got your sister. Doing one with your sister.
So this Thursday you're covered.
Yes.
So realistically, the only real estate you really got would be Friday. So can we try this again with regards to, because I think Friday makes sense. Your double speculation. You know what you got.
We got facts and speculation.
You now are kind of breaking down why, what team did what. Did the guy they get going to make an impact?
Right. Like, did the Bucks draft Bo Nix? I mean, we could be going crazy here.
Right. You know, does it make sense? That's brilliant. That's not brilliant. They're stupid. They're not stupid. The Bears are fucked. They're not fucked. You know, this and that.
Yeah, the quarterback wears a dress. He doesn't wear a dress. We don't fucking care. He can chuck the rock.
And so here's the deal. You had Friday on the mind all along.
Yes.
So just tell me that.
Well, I was just asking you as a sports fan and a master programmer. That's kind of why I was looking for your opinion. And
And as a sports fan, as a master programmer, here's the official answer. You ready?
Yes.
I'd like for you to do the sports show whenever the fuck you want.
Works for me. But I do have
fries. Can you hand me back my syrup, Dan? That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever lose that.
By the way, I do have the wrestling show that I do with Gary that's on Friday. So this would kind of be like a bonus pod. Two pod Friday.
Oh, so you're doing two pods this Friday?
Bubba, I've been doing...
I know what the fuck you've been doing.
But I like to run it down because it seems extensive. 10 shows a week, one brick, one card break, which could be considered a show. That's 11 shows.
That's why I gave you full-time status, motherfucker.
Thank you.
And with more to come.
I mean, I know that there's some money floating around now. Yeah, I can't hide that.
Don't jay it up, kid.
What does that mean, sir?
I can't really get into it.
Okay, yeah, because you can't lose me. I'll be bad for your EOE, buddy. That's equal opportunity, employer.
And here's the thing. You're a real Jew. She wasn't.
That's what the thing is. I mean,
if we're being intellectually honest, it's true.
We left out a lot of the times that she's an atheist. Like, I understand, you know.
She does not practice the religion of Judaism.
No, she has a lot of knowledge about it, obviously, and all that. And it was good to, you know, do Two Live Jew, and, you know, it's good name and everything. But, yeah, I not going to be having Seder or anything this weekend. And I think that's fine. It was very interesting the way on my first week back, the way you kind of threw us together to do that pod when, you know, I was in a weird situation with her because she still was convinced that I was trying to get her fired. So it was a weird first show that I did, but people really seemed to like it.
So long-term wise, short-term, you have my sister, but long-term, we might want to you brought this up and I got to find out where did I retweet it?
I think you did retweet the Tig Bitties guys.
I did.
And by the way, I've got, you know, I got people that I know, Bubba, like
that probably want to be on our network.
I mean, I got people in my back pocket that I've worked with, that I've done stuff with before that, look, if I could get another show to cover Thursday, so I only had to do four pods a week, that would be perfect. You know, but if not, I don't have any problem, you know, finding another person and going back and forth about, you know, whatever we decide is the next thing that we want to cover on the network.
I got to find where the Tig Bitties, where they were.
I'll talk while you look for the Tig Bitties guys, if that's fine. I mean, the Tig Bitties guys are, they're a podcast or a show. Bubba and I don't think we've ever listened to their show. But they are huge fans of Bubba. And essentially, whenever they do a podcast, I think their last question is, do you know who Bubba the Love Sponge is?
Right.
It's like their kicker. And most of the time, nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
And now, what is it called, Tig?
I think it's called Tig Bits.
Tig Bits.
Is it Tig Bits? Man, Bubba, you had it, right? You had it this morning.
I know it, lover. Buddy, come on.
I know. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
I found it.
Okay, thank God.
I found it. Here we go, right here.
Oh, they are Tig Bits.
Yeah, and look, they completely are almost, they're almost like, they're almost Bubba Army propaganda. You know what I'm saying?
They are, yeah. Look at that. Like, the Mike Calta assaults a female fan.
Exactly. Like, whatever we're talking about, and like, if it's pro-us, they're there to back us up. They really are.
And we've never even fucking talked to these guys in our lives.
No, we've had them on the air.
Oh, we have?
Yeah. Look at this. Breaking down the show shakeup with the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Oh, they talk about the show.
Yes.
Oh, we got to get these guys on the network.
We need to
Bubba.
Offer these guys. Yeah, we need to say, listen, you guys want to, you know, I like them breaking down the show, but does that get into the Rhett and Lummi real estate?
Well, this would strictly be a podcast. Rhett and Lummi do the YouTube.
Farley, Adam Sandler, and David Spade in it, so you know, I've got some thoughts on it.
Come
and
on.
Then we have a little bit more clarity on our TV show that'll be debuting in June. We're doing some stuff behind the scenes.
Oh, we
got
to ride these coattails, Bubba.
And things like that.
We got to ride the coattails.
Right here. I can feel that when I'm doing those.
I love it, straight off that Beachapalooza trip here.
I was talking to my neighbor about you, Blasey, because he was talking.
He's all over Twitter. Blasey,
great
he's
friends with maybe you hadn't.
He shot out
to get there within a few hours.
Me off on it was Friday. Amanda sent me a text, and it was ex post, and it was this statement saying that Anna Hummel from
my own struggles,
the handler or Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh.
Here you go.
Kind of.
Well, I don't know who.
Didn't know what I was going to do.
And see, here's the deal. Right now they're doing their own show, but if they were doing a show for us, Seth, they would make it more. They would private label it more towards us.
Well, like, they know what the. They know more about the show than we do.
Right. Exactly. Hold on.
Who do you think had a worse weekend here, Blasey? The Handler or Bubba the Love Sponge?
Oh. Yeah, I got to know about this. Tell me. I'm I haven't heard about this because I've been preoccupied all weekend with my own struggles. But tell me what's up.
Well, sit down, JR.
Sit down, JR.
Man, I'll tell you what. It's it kind of threw me off on it was Friday. Amanda sent me a text, and it was ex post, and it was this statement saying that Anna Hummel from the show, co-host of Bubba the Love Sponge, is resigning effective immediately, basically. And I was like, whoa.
I like their southern drawl, too, don't you, Seth?
Oh, this is going to be big for us, Sponge. This is the missing link.
Yeah,
hold on. To get us back in the mainstream. They got the TV show.
Yeah, I mean, this is big.
Yeah. Something's up here. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not super surprised in the sense that she's leaving the show, but that was very, very
surprising. Isn't it so cool to get an outsider's perspective? Because we're so far in the fishbowl of us. We're so inside of the fishbowl of us that it's kind of cool to get a outsider's perspective of what our show's talking about from people that know a little bit about the business, right?
It's nice that it's like a real podcast. That at least it's set up like a real podcast.
Right. I mean, these don't look this. I like the. And these guys are talented too. Here we go.
Sudden, like this. The sudden nature of it.
Oh, she did a show that day.
That morning. Yeah, she did a show that morning.
How long has she been on the show?
Man, she's been on the show now. What? I should know this. I mean, at least well over a year, like a year and a half or so, or maybe
four.
Two,
that
two right from- or so. Yeah. Mm. She's been there a minute, right? At least two.
Okay.
I know, but. So yeah, she was part time over there working, kind of helping with Mike.
4 years,
the competition.
Four years.
Sorry, 3 years. Yeah, where's that four?
4 years. That's
four
what
years.
Bubba.
I can't read.
Bubba okay. Fan 69 says 4 years.
We got Bubba fans that are already over here.
Yeah.
Giving them the Iggy.
To the COVID thing, I mean, this stuff kind of gets away from you.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's been there a while, and. But yeah, so she's no longer there, and there was a little bit of drama that ensued. Internally, there's multiple layers of this, JR. So let me back up a minute. Let's put Anna.
It's like we're news, Bubba.
A year ago,
you got to go back to that and start
I remember
there.
A year ago in April, I remember right where I was for some reason. I was driving passing Freeport High School, and it was just about the show was about to be done. Almost 9 o'clock, I was heading to Pensacola, and then suddenly, right at the end of the show, Bubba starts going into this little thing talking about how Blitz, who's been with him, forever. And it's a big part of the show. Has been there helping in so many different ways and capacity. He brought Blitz in. They're best friends. He's great guy, awesome, super smart guy. Kind of even thought in my mind when I heard this announcement, like, well, that makes sense. You already got Dan, two smart guys there, whatever. But still surprised by it. But he announces that he is leaving to pursue another opportunity. I think I'd heard something like going to work for a junior college. I don't know. It was just kind of strange.
Isn't it funny to hear people?
Everybody heard something else. Yeah.
Work for a junior college.
Yeah.
And I still thought that was strange. It was sudden, just like Friday. So I didn't
see, man. I mean, Seth, I love the fact that these guys are breaking it down. We know how it went down. We know what we want, what the intentions were. But it's funny to see how people that listen to the show perceive what comes through their speakers.
Let's talk business, Bubba.
Let's go ahead.
What's our offer to these guys?
Well, I mean,
do we cash money, a bigger platform? What do we want to offer them?
Because I think we tell them, listen, for 6 months, it's free to see what type of traction we can get. And then after that, we can talk, we can talk a little bit of money as we are just now in the process of, starting to break even at best. Podcasting takes a while. You know this as well as I do. The biggest misnomer in podcasting is like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to instantaneously get like 1 million downloads. And even if you're the most accomplished radio personality, it is a slow burn. To get we're approaching 7 million downloads. We are at the process of, if you take Seth's, salary, breaking even at best,
But, are we talking about my pre on a salary or what my post on a salary should look like?
Shut up.
Oh, fuck you, man.
So what I'm saying is, would you not agree, as you're very familiar, it's a slow burn for even very accomplished yes. journalists. It's a slow burn.
It is incredibly fucking tough to get downloads. Even the Block Party podcast that I did that was promoted at every Lightning game, that was promoted all over the place on the radio, they told me that got like 800-900 downloads a week. Like, we get 4,000 or 5,000 downloads a day.
Right.
That got, and that was, you know, talking to like, I was surprised. I thought there were better ways they could promote it on their social media and shit, but I was like, wow, that's a fucking, it's a grind. Right. It's something you have to do for a while.
That's the Lightning franchise using its broadcast partners, using its social media numbers to promote a Block Party podcast that is endorsed and officially the Lightning podcast. You know, all the Lightning fans promoted from in the arena.
They'd show 20,000 people, a night, the highlights from it. And yeah, I mean,
that would get 800 or 900, a show.
Yeah, and we'd get a couple thousand views on YouTube. But it's something you have to do all the time. You have to be good at it. Like, you have to have a couple of those episodes that, like, break through and really catch attention. And
so now what do we offer these guys? Just a Bubba Breakdown show, or their own show that incorporates our show?
Like, I'd let them do their own thing, and then if they wanted to cover Bubba stuff, I think that they could.
I think so too.
Right? I don't need them. They can do whatever they want. Like, I like the whole podcast thing, Bubba. It's like, just let's make it unique as possible. Let's offer as many flavors of ice cream
right.
as we can.
Right.
And so I think we've got some good flavors right
now. Can I tell you somebody two people who I could get to do the show in a minute for free on the come, meaning if there's money to be had, it would be there. Tuttle and Colton. Tuttle and Colton would do a show if you would want that.
I'm okay with that. I'm over my Tuttle stuff.
You know, Tuttle, I hope that you are.
Because it shows growth, and
deep down I think he's talented.
All right, listen. I've had issues with Tuttle. A lot of them were mostly on him, starting with me. But I don't care anymore, you know.
It was only a suggestion.
No.
I've put you in charge of the podcasting, and I don't micromanage.
No, Bubba.
Am I right, though? I don't micromanage. I do not tell you what to do.
You don't. I would love to have a Tuttle and Colton podcast. I think that people really like Tuttle, and I think in that space, it's not affecting, Florida Man Radio, because I know that they don't really want him on their airwaves, right?
Right.
So if we do strictly the podcast and him and Colton, I know they're best friends and they want to do that, I would have no issue. You know,
we would just have to shoehorn. I think Colton knows how to run the board, and, Red or whoever could probably teach Colton how to do it.
Bubba, and I'll be honest with you also, I know, we don't have to be here to do pods. Like, Gary and I are not here when we do the wrestling pod, and it sounds, we both have good technology, and he produces it.
Oh, okay.
It sounds great.
Well, then if they could do it all, because I know Tuttle has that equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And if Colton could invest in, what would it take for a guy, what would it take for Colton, who probably doesn't have that
30
equipment?
$30. You get a microphone for $30. My microphone.
You mean from your phone?
No. You just order it, plug it in the back of your computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we were assuming Colton has a computer.
Yeah, I'm assuming Colton has a computer. He's doing well with money now. If not, he could probably get one for $25. And yeah.
He'll probably get one on Marketplace.
Yeah, he'll meet somebody at, a fucking Blimpy later and, get a $17 laptop. So.
And then Tuttle, he knows how to produce all that stuff.
Is this Tuttle?
No, this is Colton.
Should we call Tuttle?
Yeah.
Colton's always fucking working, though. He doesn't have time for us, Bubba.
Oh,
he's on the clock.
He would make time.
That kid was a hell of a hand.
Kid's a hell of a hand.
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. We're on the air.
Hello, Bubba.
Yeah, what type of hustle do you got on this very minute?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
I am pulling out of Chick-fil-A.
Ha All right. Before you were pulling out of Chick-fil-A, what were you doing? What kind of hustle? What kind of shakedown do you got?
That's
going?
That's my other phone. My other phone was going. I'm just getting my day started. Like I'm just going.
Oh,
did you catch breakfast?
So what's on your agenda for today?
Okay, so I have a couple things. I did get breakfast, Seth. What I did was I ordered off the app, and breakfast ends at 10:30. So I put it in at 10:29, and I trick the app, and I say I'm there when I'm not there. Oh, that way my breakfast is waiting for me when I get there.
Oh, what a fucking man. Yeah, I love this guy.
He's such a fuck. He knows all the life hacks Colton's got figured out. So, Colton.
And I'll tell you why I do that. I do that just because a breakfast filet, just the filet alone, is like way cheaper than the lunch filet. So I order two breakfast filets and get it in early, and then I just pick it up later on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, man. Again, man, this guy just, he's got the hack.
Well, that's why we need him on. We need him on the show.
So, Colton, here's my proposal. You know, we're trying to build our podcast, not our radio network, but our podcasting network, and put, you know, different sounding shows. And like we have a show Monday with all of us that we do, then Tuesday's Clem and Kush. And then Wednesdays,
Operation Pigmentation
with the two African-American butchers. Barbers. But I was thinking about a show with you and Tuttle on our podcast network.
We would love to do that.
Now,
are you talking weekly or monthly or what?
Probably, I mean... Ask,
we're talking
ask
weekly.
The,
with,
ask the head of podcasting, Seth Kushner.
Colton, we're talking weekly, and but what was that thing you said about the promise of money?
Well, I mean, we would do it free for 6 months, and then after 6 months, we would analyze the numbers and see what type of numbers they get, and we might be able to scratch off. Now, it probably wouldn't be a big number, but it might be like 25 or 30 a show, something like that, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, which would pay you, or maybe 50 a show. I don't know, but it would certainly, you know, as it grows and we make more money, and I'll show you the numbers. Seth has the numbers. He can show you as the numbers grow and we make more money. We would obviously enter into a, you know, small little profit share with you. Might not be that big at first, but it might grow to be a couple $100 a month, you know?
I mean, Colton, you just get some extra weed money, you know, and here's the thing.
And you're building your brand, buddy, the Colton brand.
Colton, and I let Bubba know, too, that you guys don't have to come to the studio. Like, Tuttle can do it from his house. Like, if you have a mic or whatever, like, you can just record it there. Like, you guys can do it whenever it's convenient for you. It doesn't have to be, like, you have to be at the studio to record.
Okay, that makes a big difference, and I don't know if Bubba's okay with it, but perhaps maybe Tuttle can stay over there on his side, and maybe I can do it from the studio side, because I don't know if I have somewhere. That's my only thing.
I think that Tuttle has the ability to be able to do it from Tuttleville.
Yeah, but what about Colton? I'm not going to Tuttleville.
No.
You can do it from your computer.
Do you have a house computer?
Yes, but I don't have mic or... I have my own headphones. That I do have. Right,
listen, we could get you set up with a mic. The mics are about $30. And, I mean, that's what...
I just bought a new mic, Bubba. It's the one I've used for years. It used to be $60. I got it for $30.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds great.
And I would... You know what? I would buy whatever mic or I would buy whatever equipment you needed so that your computer at home worked.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah, I have a nice computer, so I'm good there.
And then, you know, you call Tuttle up, or I'll call Tuttle up, and you guys could have a day that you taped, you know, and, you know, I don't know what day, they might be a Saturday, they might be a Sunday, they might be a two. What day initially are you looking for them? maybe.
I would slot them right in a Thursday to replace Two Live Jew.
Yeah, boom. You then have, what, maybe Tidbits Friday?
I'd put Tidbits Friday, and then I'd probably release the wrestling show with Gary and I on Saturday.
There you go. So we're looking at
sounds good.
And I don't know what we do. Do we call it the, you know, the Colton and Tuttle show, or the Tuttle, you know,
No, I need something crafty.
Yeah, we need something. You know, one of the things is we just want you guys talking about whatever you want to. Talk about the show. Talk about what you guys are doing. Talk about who you're fucking. I don't care. We don't care. I think you guys are brilliant, and Colton, I think you should get into some of your life hacks. You know what I'm saying? People,
okay,
people really,
okay.
Don't you agree, Seth?
No,
I didn't know about the fucking Chick-fil-A on the app, double around the farm, Willie, two fillets versus one.
Listen,
you know, late drop off, early pickup. I didn't know about that life hack.
I did a podcast with Colton a few months ago. Colton is a fascinating guy. I'm really proud of, you know, the moves that he's making in his life, and you know, and it's great to see him with so much more money and still being as frugal as ever. And I just think he's a great character. And I would love, you know, to hear from him every single week. And I'm sure people would love and to hear from him as well.
And it makes you part of, it folds you back into our family, so to speak. And I mean, it helps you and Tuttle's brand.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'd love to.
Now,
is there any chance of getting...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Was there any chance of getting Seth in the mix? Like, not every week, but I know Seth and Tuttle have a little bit of heat.
If that was to happen, I would say that for the big show, and I would actually have Tuttle on a Friday on a Wednesday morning, I'd have Tuttle be a guest host on the show.
Okay.
But I'm not trying. I told Bubba that I've dropped any animosity I have towards Tuttle. Like, I know that, you know, he's messed with me over the years and all that. And I've given up and I don't care anymore. So I'm cool. I'm cool with him.
Yeah. So Tuttle, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see Tuttle on a Wednesday show soon here at the BRN. I've already gotten, by the way, Seth, I talked to JVC. They're like, it's a new day. It's, you know, we understand. So they'd be cool with it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Hey, Colton, is that okay if Tuttle and I are on good terms to still, you know, pop on every now and again?
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Because Tuttle said he owes you an apology, and he was just waiting for the right time to do so. But he brought it up to me. So
I'm going to call Tuttle, and he should know. Hopefully he knows how to fucking work. And the time to babyface is now, because if he babyface and doesn't act like a dick and that is respectful, you two guys got one, your own podcast, and two, he has the opportunity to come in probably once a month on Wednesday and be on the big show.
He'll love that. I don't think he's gonna mess it up.
I hope he doesn't. I'm gonna call him in about 5 minutes.
Hey, Bub, are we buying Colton's mic for $30?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Colton, can we aim for next Thursday to be the first app, or to have it recorded by then?
I got to call Tuttle. All right, so listen, I'm going to call Tuttle in about 5 minutes. I hope to fuck. This is the best opportunity he's had. And you don't need any opportunities. You're a multimillionaire. But I'm just saying, like, with regards to taking care of your friend and getting him back into my world, this is the biggest opportunity to date. So I'm going to call him in 5 minutes. Going to have the same conversation with him. I hope he doesn't turn into Tuttle ball busting, because that doesn't work for me. So we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think he will. Now, a little sidebar action. I'm also considering coming to do, who's currently doing a Friday show right now?
Like a live show?
Yeah, on the live side.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we have one, because Anna did Friday.
Has somebody contacted you?
Well, no, I wasn't sure if you'd consider, so I'm also not working Fridays right now. I'm only working 4 days a week.
Oh, here we go. More Colton.
And I would love to maybe come in there and do maybe a wrap-up show deal with Lemmy and Rhett.
I mean, that would have to be if Rhett and Lummy, I need to make sure their mics are on. Rhett's mic and Macho's mic's on.
How's this motherfucker?
Hold on, buddy.
Just going to come in here and make it sound like this was all his idea on the spot.
Oh.
Like, this isn't something that we've been talking about.
Oh.
We talked about a Friday night at 199.
Hold on. You have to understand, Rhett, with the TIG bits, that was going to be a podcast only. I'm not putting that on our visual network. So I didn't think that would coincide with anything that you and Lummy was doing, because I thought you guys were visual, not pod. What you guys were doing was not going to be a podcast. It was going to be on the Viz.
Yeah.
So my podcast of tick bits.
No, I know. We're just giving Colton a hard time. But he's a flim-flammer.
I want you to know that my tick bit deal, you know, potentially or not could potentially be just a podcast only. If you guys, because I did grant you guys that Friday show. And so, Colton, you could do a Friday show if Lummy and Rhett want to spin you into that.
Yeah, we do. We've been talking to him about doing that for like 6 months. Since we started doing a show and we format flipped our show from the sports show, we've been like, all right, let's get Colton in here. And then for one reason or another, we couldn't make it happen.
So Colton.
No, Wednesdays were tough.
Well, yeah, we got, you know, out on the Wednesday spot. We can't even get a podcast spot either.
You guys want a podcast spot?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. No, see, Rhett, are you there?
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask.
Just send me the audio.
Just ask, buddy. And you're like, I'm the fucking Wild Witch of the East or whatever. I'll fucking grant your order. Boom.
Give me podcast, man. I'll get them up there. I just know that I know you got your YouTube thing, Rhett, and I got my podcast, so I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to, you know, take stuff from your world at all that could possibly hinder
it. I think the more crossover, the better. Okay. Like, I think there's, you know, there's a lot to gain for both sides from cross-pollination, I think is what we call it.
I concur.
All right, so Tuttle and...
I mean, you got to put Colton on payroll now, Bubba.
No, I don't.
Well, no, he's doing a podcast and a show.
Would you stop? Colton, I don't have a lot of money. Tell him to stop trying to fucking nickel and dime me that you'll do a lot of things for free, please.
I will do a lot for free, but I am hoping for those brand ambassador business cards.
You want some business card? I think, Rhett, did we make business cards for him?
Uh-oh.
Rhett?
Sorry?
Did we make business cards for Colton?
No, we did not. We made business cards for
Anna.
Fucking Anna.
Shit.
How about we give you Anna's and you just scratch it out and put Colton, and put Colton on top of that? Can we
little duct tape pieces?
That'll work.
Yeah.
That's
the BRN. Just take a little piece of duct tape and put over and then like write your name on top of it. Colton.
You know what? I'm going to be fancy. I'll label make it. It'll be with a label.
Yes,
maker.
Exactly. Fuck yeah. All right, so we got locked in. I'm so fucking lost.
We got $25 an hour for Colton,
no,
6 hours a week.
No, we're not doing any. Seth, you want to get your shit on it out of here, bitch?
Well, hey, man, I'm
trying
just
to ding me for the fucking dollars.
I don't steal.
It's true. Quit dinging. I don't appreciate either.
I just know that
God damn, I'm hurting right now.
You cut Anna. I know that there's $24,000 a year just floating around out there.
And I'd like to put that to the bottom line, the majority of it. I already told you guys you're all getting little bump-ups. Quit trying to get everybody fucking paid around here. You're not the CFO, bitch.
Well, I'm sure that Colton appreciates it.
He's not getting nothing for a while. Poor guy. He's going to try his hardest. when we see a bump in the fucking podcast numbers, which you'll see, then I'll scratch it off to the TIGs and the bits and to everybody else's. So where do we stand right now?
You know, just some free merch every now and then. Of course, you know, invitations to the
Seth, quit being so goddamn
like
money aggressive because, you know, I fired somebody, you son of a bitch.
I am just...
The more that you try to get other people's paid, the less you're going to get
paid. You know
paid.
What, Bubba? And that's fine because anybody that's here helping out, especially the podcasts, which I get bonused on, and the bonus is really, really good sometimes. So to me, anybody that's coming in and helping out with that, like, I want to make sure they're happy taken care of.
I want to know right now what we got locked in. Mondays, the show. Tuesdays, Clem and Kush. Wednesdays,
Pigmentation.
Thursdays,
Tuttle and Colton.
Fridays,
Rhett and Lummy, right?
Well, I know Rhett and Lummy.
You can do Friday or Saturday. I mean, it's going to be a weekly recap. That's why we wanted that Friday spot.
Yeah, I'll give him Friday, and I'll
Tig Bits.
Well, we got to talk to Tig Bits, but I would, and then I would release the wrestling show also on Saturday.
Tig Bits could be on Saturday.
Tig Bits, yeah, I mean.
Tig Bits could be on Saturday.
I mean, now that we've established possibly a Tuttle Colton, you know, faction, you know, we don't need Tig Bits as badly. But I still think we should reach out.
The reason why I want to reach out to Tig Bits is because it's truly outside of our bubble.
Which is kind of like what I liked about Operation Pigmentation.
Right, it's truly outside. Colton and Tuttle are still in our bubble. I mean, as much as we want to, you know, but they are. They're still on our bottle. So Monday, now, none of these, which of these shows get visualized? Like, you know, our YouTube and our and on our vision and our Rumble, those things could suffer because right now they got they had the Honest Show on Friday and then they had the Wednesday show, the two visuals, right?
Yes.
Well, it looks like we've taken all the visuals away.
Then we can put Bubba and
maybe like sorry, I know it's Clement Cush. I don't mean to cut in here.
No, you're good. I was gonna say we could put Bubba Uncensored on YouTube on Monday if
yeah,
you want.
I was thinking like Mondays, and then, you know, me and Lummy still do the, I think we're going to bring back the sports show on Wednesdays for YouTube. And then Friday, if nobody's using the studio on Wednesdays. And then Friday, we'll do the recap show on both podcast and YouTube deal.
So we have even more, Bubba. We have three live shows on YouTube now.
Yeah. Where do I put Tidbits?
You can put them wherever you want. But, I mean, they got their own deal, too.
Yeah. Still.
Well, I know that, but I want them to do a show for me.
Well, I would probably let them do an. I'd probably take their
would
audio,
you do their visual. That would it be strictly a podcast?
I think we could just promote their podcast channel and all that stuff. But I think we could take their audio and then eventually, if you know they really wanted to fall under our umbrella and you know make it you know Tidbits you know by the Above the Love Sponge show, you know we could tweak their graphics and everything. But I think for right now, just putting it on our network, I think will give a big boost to the guys. I'm sure they appreciate
the podcasting network.
Yes, yeah, our podcasting network.
All right, I'm going to call Tuttle here in about 5 minutes. There's a lot riding on this. I hope he didn't fuck it up.
I don't think he'll fuck it up at all. Thank you. Thank you both for the opportunity. I look forward to it.
Listen to this. Get with Seth. Get the mic. Let me know how much it is. I'll pay it. I'll Venmo you or PayPal you or give you a streak, whatever the fuck you want. I can't Cash App you.
Understood.
And I'll know here in a few minutes after I talk to Tuttle as is whether this is a go or not, okay?
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Love you, man.
Hold on. Do you know why I'm not calling Tuttle for 5 minutes?
So Colton can call him.
Hey, you know Colton's calling that motherfucker up right now.
You know
I'm standing up talking to you. Listen, you know that I did this on purpose because you know right now he's blowing a phone call into Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, Tuttle, I'm just telling you, Bubba's going to be calling you, man. Fucking.
Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck it up. Yeah, Seth is cool.
Seth is cool.
You be cool.
So babyface on Seth. None of this bullshit on K. You hear me?
Don't do your 1987 shtick, okay?
Yeah, you're the intergender champion of the world, and you'll knock out Seth just like you will any other bitch.
Yeah, Colton's like, in 6 months, there's a chance for us to make $50 a month.
Exactly.
So don't fuck it up.
Colton's like, you know, I mean, I got this as a long play, buddy. Please.
Hey, Bubba, honestly, I'm not trying to speak for your money at all. I appreciate when people give content, you know, and if I had money, I'd pay them.
I took care of Gary.
No, you did. No.
All right. So just slow down a little bit.
Wait, who's Gary?
Cantrell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean...
No, I do. I appreciate it.
I understand that, but don't be dinging me with every dude. You got, you know, you have to get a certain amount of freeness out of them.
I won't ding you with every dude.
But you have been.
Well, I'll skip the Tuttle. I'll skip...
Because I want to scratch off a little bit for Mach and for Rhett and for Lummy and for you. I'd like to get you guys each, you know, a couple more $100 a paycheck.
Oh, Big Daddy, you're talking my language.
So, but not what I'm fucking, you're dinging me for 50 on the Tuttle fucking Colton deal.
Well, if it's Colton or us, then I'm choosing us every time.
Exactly.
But
so let's tell these potential newbies that have, you know, we don't know if they're going to move the needle or not. Hey, let's give it 6 months to see how you move the needle. Then we're getting 6 months of free show.
I mean, they're going to move the needle, Bubba.
And then after that, we'll, in full disclosure, figure out how much we make per month on podcast, and we'll give you like 5% or something like that.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
If it makes $3,000 a month, what's 5% of $3,000? That's $75.
Okay. We'll massage the numbers.
But you know what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
If we make money, you make money.
Yes.
All right. So here's the Tigs and Bits. I almost think, honest to God, Seth, that we make this a visual thing. This is not only a podcast deal, but this ends up being Visual Willie as well.
Like
they
you
got, they got, well, they got such a good look.
Well, you would you want to broadcast this on the Bubba Army YouTube?
Yeah,
or just put it up afterwards, like as a
it's something we have to think.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, I was just say talk to Rhett.
Probably be better after.
Yeah,
it would be
if you do the podcast stuff live on YouTube, then it's going to take away from the podcast,
right? So we just make this a podcast. Not they don't we don't fold these guys into the visual world yet.
If we do, then it's just a video we post of the podcast 2-3-4 days later.
Okay,
that way it doesn't get in the way of the other downloads.
Maybe even a week later.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay. Yeah.
Good enough, but I didn't hear much else after that. I didn't understand why that happened.
And Seth, do you know how cool it is to have some guys breaking your show down? I mean, that's pretty fucking cool, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, one of the things we get excited about, Bubba, you know, we'll break down, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and we'll break down a draft or, you know, a fucking football game, and these guys are breaking down this show because they're fans of it and it interests them. So.
And that's cool.
Yeah,
and
that is
fucking cool. And the Tarpons game. So, Anna, let me connect these dots, too, for you. So her, Anna, and Blitz are boyfriend and girlfriend.
We might want to fast forward this, but we know.
Right. So even though he's leaving the show, she's staying on the show, and he's pursuing different
opportunities. He's peeling this motherfucking onion.
Opportunities. All is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, everything's great. They wrapped it up. It was less than 5 minutes. He said a couple of words. Thank you. Don't want to cry. I want to do this right here at the end and just move on. Boom. And that was it, man. I didn't hear
it. And I faked it so goddamn good for a year, did I not?
I thought so.
Anything else. Even when
even this guy who breaks the showdown. Even a guy that breaks the showdown.
He's Blossy the one-man posse.
Didn't know what Blitz had, how bad Blitz had fucked me.
The Tampa Tarpons game, I asked Anna, I was like, hey, is Blitz here? You know, I figured he would still be around. She was like, oh, no, he had some stuff he had to do tonight or whatever. I was like, okay, whatever. Didn't think much about it.
And it's also good to hear what she said to people,
too. He came to the Tampa Tarpons game. Do you remember meeting him?
Yes, I know this guy. Yes, him and his wife. Yes, I do.
Was he heckling with you?
No, but he this is just a good old boy. This just
Blossy?
Blossy, the one-man posse.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I love shit that rhymes.
He's just a panhandling motherfucker. I love this dude.
Well, come to find out, JR, so back to Anna, right? Mm-hmm. So this Friday, there was some drama that brewed with she does her own show after the show. She's got her own podcast. Well, there was some issue where there was another podcast that came in. There was an issue about her mic. She's kind of a germaphobe. And the guys that came into this podcast are these barbers and these black guys. And Bubba got on their podcast because they used her mic. And she got mad about it and said that she was racist. And he was just kind of being stupid, right? He didn't really mean it, but he said it.
This is where Bubba gets in his own way.
That's right.
Oh, so, Tiggs knows you, Spongio.
Tiggs
got you.
Blossy's trying to stick up for me, but Tiggs says, I got you, Sponge.
He knows the story.
She's really freaking. Yeah. She keeps her mic, and you know, everybody's got their own mics in there, and that's really what it was. But he had said some stuff. Well, she got upset about it, got on her show on Friday, and was, you know, really ticked off. And found out about this. She called Bubba. You know,
I want to make sure I know who's pissed at who here. So she's upset about the mic, which I get that.
Yes,
there's two sides joking. Of that. Now, yep. People are peculiar about their mic. I totally understand that. If you do bar
sure.
somebody's mic,
yep.
production team's got to wipe them off with Listerine kind of deal.
I got a question. I don't. Did he say production team? I'm the production team for the podcast. Right. I'm the host. I'm the production
this
team.
This guy thinks that we're far more fancier than we really are.
Yes. I just want to know, why is it such a big deal if somebody uses your microphone that you're not going to use until 15 hours later, but it's okay at karate to go roll around, have somebody have a headlock in their crotch, roll it around on a dirty mat with ringworm. That's okay. But talking into a mic, not okay.
Because a black guy talked into it before you.
But... especially in a big setting like that, I get it. Now I know, but then them going into the chatter. So then, but it's still not something you lose
ain't
your shit over.
Ain't nobody getting fired right now.
No.
Blasi goes, ain't nobody getting fired right now.
Just wait five more minutes.
Right.
But not at all.
But then he gets mad. Then she's upset because. He gets upset because she's mad at him after that because he said she was racist.
Well, no. Actually, this kind of settled down. But during this process on Friday, she has her show and she's talking about all this. Gotcha. They're kind of hashing it out, you know what I mean, on the back end.
And he's like, on there too?
Hash it out on the back end, Seth.
Well, he's not on her show, but I think she had called him. She had talked to him. He knew it was going down. She was kind of getting after him on her show. She was still upset about it. Because he apologized, but she felt like it was a half apology, whatever. He was just being silly.
By the way, Seth, I really thought that I genuinely apologized. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of people saying that I half-assed my apology because I think I genuinely said, Anna, I know you're not racist, and I'm sorry.
Yes, that
just
is true.
To work the room a little bit and just get some laughs, right?
Right.
So, but
anything for a click.
And then, so allegedly, here's where the drama. So now, then she resigns.
Now Blasi's going to really fucking break it down.
A couple hours later, and I was like, but they didn't even say that was happening. I mean, other than listening to her show, you know that's happening,
right?
Supposedly, he gets a phone call from a competitor, or actually from his, or I'll say this, from someone within Florida Man Radio, and says, hey, which is the network that they're on and the different markets that they're on, and it says that he found out that Anna had applied to be the morning, there was a morning slot open as a co-host with a competitor show in a competitor market at the exact same time in a morning show, right? So I'm going to assume that that's going to be over in Orlando. That's just what I'm guessing. I could be wrong, or it could be Tampa. But it's a competitor market. Well, Bubba found out, so he calls him and lets Bubba know. And then Bubba calls Anna. You know, it's like, is there anything you need to tell me? And blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, nothing. He said, well, here's what I found out. You went and applied for the morning co-host position at our competitor in the exact market that we're in at the exact same time slot. And what really ticked him off, it's like, you don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you come to me if you want to make a move, and if you want to go apply for, like a lunch spot or an afternoon drive or something, midday deal, and or morning show in a different market that we're not in, go for it. That's fine.
But man, he's breaking this fish right on down.
He really is, man. Let's call Tuttle.
I think he may have broken down better than I did.
That's why we got to get him on the network.
Or he is. He's locked in. I love this guy.
He's a better you
know
than
mean?
You.
Like, I don't like it. So he gave her two options. Resign to help her move on, or he could fire. So that's how that happened. So she elected to resign, drew up something, sent it to him. But you got to think for the past and back to...
This is where it probably might get interesting as to their opinions. By the way, we're listening to the Tidbit Show that we're interested in making part of our network. This very same podcast network.
We're thinking about acquiring them.
We're thinking about acquiring them.
For free.
Yeah. I think they're a seventh rounder that we can get. I think they're Mr. Irrelevant.
I think
being their Brock Purdy.
With the way Blase, the one-man posse, is talking, I think that they could sneak up into the fourth round, to be honest with you.
They could be an early fourth rounder, couldn't they?
No, I could get a pleasant surprise. They could be the next Aaron Jones.
Act of blitz.
Got him in the fifth, by the way, out of Texas A&M.
Okay, this all unfolded basically overnight. Come back to Blitz. So Blitz left the show, right, last year, this time April. He's been gone. It's all been solid. Everything's been fine. They've been dating. Everything's cool, but it hadn't been cool.
They've been fucking blossoming.
Everybody's noticed. Like, there's always been this rub. Like, sometimes Anna will say something, and Bubba just kind of, it's like, man, there's some anger there. Like, why
kind of been a little mean
show?
To her.
Like,
always, like,
yeah, he is.
He's just straight kinda, up.
Until she pisses
Tiggs.
Him off a little bit. Like, and I like.
Tiggs, back it down a notch with the red ass fucking cheeks, bitch. I've not been mean to her.
Anna, let me say this. I like Anna. Yeah, I could just tell there's something there, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Now it all makes sense. You ready for the big kicker, JR?
Give me the big. Hey, love me. I mean, Seth,
yes,
you
sir.
Ready for the big kicker?
Oh, give it to
you
me.
You ready for the blase passe?
Kick me right in the bush.
I couldn't be more excited.
This is where it gets real. So going back, Bubba's been in some IRS crap going back last year.
Imagine that.
Yeah, shocker of the year. Uh-oh, so he's getting ready. He's going through the book.
JR, I want you to chill out.
They're looking at stuff. They're looking at a PayPal account. And on his PayPal account, they're starting to notice all these crazy purchases. I mean, crazy purchases that don't make any sense. I mean, giant purchases to Walmart, I think, that totaled $21,000. Size 15 shoes, STD test kits. I mean,
$21,436.22, if you really want to know. Blasey knows the damn number. Don't act like you don't know
$150 STD test.
They do know. Hey,
Tiggs knows.
They know they got their figures.
They do.
Yeah, wow. Very important.
Yeah, jump in on that, Brantley. On all, it was crazy. All these purchases that had nothing he felt like to do with the show.
Right.
And I'm gonna wrap this up a little bit because
PayPal account was tagged to one of their computers.
$240,000 total.
Yes. God.
Like Bubba fan. $240,000 over 3 years. Blitz had been taken from the show.
Crazy. So,
ordering stuff for himself on the PayPal account.
Yes.
No one knew it.
No, and it capped because it's IRS thing. They were digging into it. So Bubba gave him an ultimatum, which was really kind of unbelievably nice of him to say, hey, just leave. Ana can stay. You're talking about some weirdness.
Yeah.
Ana can stay, but you got to go. We're going to announce it like you're just moving on. Like, I felt like that's an unbelievable deal.
Meanwhile, I could have put him in prison. I can still put him in prison.
Let's see what Blossa has to say about it.
I still can't imagine why Ana hung around at that point.
Well.
She's still dating the guy. You're still there. That's got to just be weird land, man.
It
coming
is.
To work, I mean, every day. That had to be terrible for her. Awful, probably weird for everybody involved.
It just weird for everybody involved. Yeah. I can only imagine the tension in the room. It makes sense, kind of watching the show at that tension that would be there occasionally, and well, it wasn't occasionally. It's often. It was fairly often, but. Makes total sense. You know that Bubba kind of had suspicions a little bit about this, maybe didn't want to know, but I think he's been knowing for a little bit longer. He's been planting the little seeds and kind of let him hang himself. He brings in his lawyer. What's his name? Tom Head or
Tom Beans.
Tom Head.
His manager, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
all the names all day long. I listened to it all morning while I was working.
This is like the guy... This is the guy version of my wife trying to explain to me what's going on Vanderpump or something.
Exactly what it is.
And you know what, Seth? It is. It's a fucking. It is absolutely a guy soap opera.
And
isn't
you know
it?
What, JR? I think they should. He should keep up with the theme of not listening to the show. Even
I think
if
so
they're on
too.
The network, I think he's just. Fucking
I think the entire show should be Blossy and Tiggs trying to get fucking JR to just be on our fuckery world. Don't you think?
This is the guy version that because I'm just.
Coming. This is a guy version of Vanderlyn Pumps.
JR goes, I didn't sign up for this shit.
Yeah.
But she's telling me it's the same as just different people.
It's a soap opera, but it's a real life soap opera.
Hey, but shocker of the year.
Somebody's life. It ain't my life. It's somebody's life.
Check this out. In Bubba's defense on this one, he had all this recorded. You know, he's good at recording stuff.
Very good at recording things.
So he was playing back the audio tape when he was questioning Blitz when he let it go. About all these purchases, you know, like, and you're getting the response. And so you can go check that out on his podcast. But they got the holes, like a 45.
Does the guy admit to it? He did it, or is he trying to say
he dances around, man. It's crazy. It's a heck of a dance. It's wild. I mean, he's under. it's a dance. Yeah, that's the thing.
I
think that's what Bubba was looking for was an apology and a like, man, I'm sorry. Bubba's
just
like, hey,
up
work
to
through
it.
This. If it's,
well,
50,
if
it's 5,000 or 50,000, even though it was 240,000, he wasn't aware at the time what it was. He said, we
and
can
depends
work
on it. I mean, it's one thing for its stuff for like somehow relates to something you're doing, but if it's just a bunch of bullshit, now come on, that's just taking
right.
money. I mean,
it's you like know,
you're not buying, you're not buying new curtains for the studio, or you know,
he's buying mats for his house, JR.
Yeah.
10 GoPros.
He's buying 10 GoPros, shower curtain rods, airplane communication scanners.
I love
four-inch lift kits for his Polaris side-by-side.
I love Tiggs.
Like I mean, which that would maybe, that actually would make sense, GoPros
I mean,
and
if
doing
you need
what they're
stuff
doing.
But, stuff, but if he's just
but other
ridiculous.
Stuff doesn't.
Also tells they got to make sure you got to have your shit buttoned up. Watch who you hire, because if you got somebody squandering you and nobody's keep checks and balance on where you put counts going and stuff.
There's a redneck way of telling you need to be a little bit more accounting.
You know what? We need
Bubba,
a guy like JR.
It's the equivalent, JR.
If Justin Moore had a PayPal account that y'all got donations on, y'all did stuff on, like on the side, right? That's just getting all this stuff on. He would probably just trust you to manage that. Right, it's the same thing. They were that close.
Oh, gosh.
And he bit him in the butt there. You know, what did he just say there?
He says he bought him and a new iPhone for a new iMac, and a bunch of DJ equipment. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
they had parts to four wheelers. They were lift kits. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Let's
crazy. You could go listen to that podcast. Listen to the list. It's insane. The stuff that
it's just crazy. The stuff that.
Well,
I just hope Anna wasn't aware of it. I mean, because she said she wasn't.
We don't really know Tiggs.
I like it. That'd be just kind of like, God, how do you stay there knowing that you got all this stuff and you're. I'd have to get out of there. That'd be just.
I think we offer them, you know, an opportunity. Don't you think?
Yeah, for them Colton's money.
Would you stop with people's fucking money?
I'm sorry.
No more, you fucker.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Tuttle, it's Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, how are you?
Good. Listen, so it's Seth and I. We're doing our little Clem and Kush podcast. Say hi to Seth.
Hey, Seth, how are you?
What's up, Tuds? I'm good, man. How are you?
You know, the whole dead mom thing has kind of been bad.
Hold on. Did your mom die?
Yeah, she did.
When, Tuds?
I thought you already knew this. No, listen,
sir, for real, I did not know.
We would have come out with a we're sorry to hear.
No, abso-fucking-lutely, I would have came out with immediately on all my aspects, you know, RIP to Tuttle's mom. I did not know. When did this happen?
It was April 3rd.
So 20 days ago.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been pretty tough. But you know, like it comes in waves and everything
let's make sure we establish that Tuttle, for most of his adult life, has lived with his parents to help them. His father, who died a while back, was worse off.
2022.
Yeah, you know, was worse off, you know, physically initially than his mom. His mom was always kind of the stronger of the two, and helped with you and Tuttle, and your mom helped you know take care of your father. So a lot of like the last 10 years, I think you've spent not only trying to find your way and doing some stuff with me and doing some podcasting stuff and just some various Tuttle stuff. And I think you got a real good job right now, but you've also spent the last 10 years taking care of your father with your mother's help, I think.
Yeah. So like after I got out of that whole funny farm thing back in 2020 or whatever, right at the beginning of 2020, I stayed with them nonstop, and I got to spend every single day with my father until the end of his life, which was amazing. With my mom, you know, she's been going through a lot of stuff as well too, and it kind of came out of nowhere and stuff. And
now, was she sick? You know, like we knew, I think we knew your dad was deteriorating, and we knew your dad's condition was not well. Am I right on that? That didn't sneak up on anybody, your dad, I don't think.
No. Uh-uh.
So, you know, you knew that your dad was dying, and that's why you dedicated like the last, you know, two or so years to make sure that, you know, your number one priority was being with pops. But mom was always, you know, a pillar, a solid as a rock. She had suffered through a couple bouts of cancer and beat them. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
She was starting to have a lot of falls as of late. You know, her walking wasn't, the greatest. So she'd been complaining of like headaches and stuff. We would go to the hospital. They would check her out. Everything would be fine. And then It was that Sunday night before the third that I was sleeping. I always kept my door open and stuff, and I heard a thud, and she was calling my dad's name. And I knew something was wrong when I heard that. Ended up having to call the paramedics. They brought her to the hospital. One of her friends, who is a registered nurse, drove me down there because I was a wreck at the time. And she had a bleed on her brain, and they had her on life support. My mom and dad made it very apparent to me that they never ever wanted, like, to be a Terry Schiavo or
right.
something. You get what I'm saying?
My stepfather, who we lost January 3rd, 2 years ago, you know, had the same wishes. Do not resuscitate. You know, I don't want to be a vegetable. Pull the plug if I'm going to be that way. That was our family's stance as well, I think. I think most families are that way.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring the show down.
I understand, though, that, you know, most families have had that discussion with the younger generation of their family, saying, hey, if I'm in the hospital or I'm at a nursing facility or I've suffered such a huge, you know, catastrophic event in my life that I'm only being, you know, being kept alive by machines, then as a family, I would like you to pull the plug because I don't want to live on a machine.
No, and they ended up bringing her to hospice, and it wasn't like a really long time, but we can get on to better things, but it literally was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do.
Hey, listen, I don't want to get into better things. I want to get into what's happening in your life right now.
I don't know if he wants to relive it, but he said it's been tough for him.
I think he does want to relive it. I think it helps him, you know, get through this and to know.
No. I know that, and this is not, please, I'm not being adversarial towards Seth or all, but like Seth, you know, he likes content. He knows what the people like and stuff. And I don't want to ruin this podcast or whatever.
We're not trying to. This podcast has no rhyme to reason. And me telling you that I'm sorry about your mom dying and you giving me a little bit of a background as to how it happened, I think is very, 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 very much what I'd like to know. And I want you to know how much I'm thinking about you. And I want you to know that I know you're going through the toughest time right now, because in the last, I don't know, two, three years, you've lost now both of your parents. And that's a nightmare for all of us, whether it's Seth and your parents, you know, Elise and David, or whether it's I've already lost my father, my stepfather Eddie, and you know, it would be just absolutely catastrophic to my life, you know, to lose my mother. So Tuds, I really feel for you. More importantly, I'm thinking about you, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. You know, like the one thing, because I thought I was going to be a complete mess, my sobriety has still been strong.
Listen, take it from me, who knows you and who cares about you and who knows what is your absolute Achilles heel in life and what is an absolute game changer for the worst at this junction, and that would be to slip on your sobriety, because you being sober is such a breath of fresh air, and you're such a good person, and you're in shape, and you're more healthy. But when you get on the bottle, it is,
it's bad,
and you can't handle it. Like, you can't handle just one drink. Like, you can't.
Oh, no. The way I look at it is, what's the point of one drink? And back in the day, it was like, oh, it was nothing.
So
you give me a bottle, I'm gonna finish it.
As your friend, promise me that you're not gonna go. I mean, because that will be a game changer on a lot of different levels for you.
No, I'm not. And you know, like I got to tell you, who's been great to me, Colton.
He's your buddy. He's your buddy.
The first night that I had to spend alone in the house after my mom died, Colton drove all the way over from Tampa.
Oh, man.
Seth, is Colton not just the guy that you said? He's just...
He's a dude. He's awesome,
he's
man.
He's just a good dude.
He is.
He's just a good dude.
He is.
Anyway, listen, Tuttle. We're
calling out a good time then, Bubba.
We were thinking about... well, Seth, you tell Tuttle, because this is your world more than it's mine.
Okay, I'll take it.
I mean, it's my business, but it's your world.
Yes, Tuttle.
Can I start out by saying first before if you want to go first, I just want to apologize for a lot of my dickiness in the past, Seth. You know, like a lot of the stuff that I did. You know, you got to realize. The type of radio shows and stuff that I've come from. And, you know, it's my ways are a little barbaric. And what I think is funny is that other people might think I'm just being a complete asshole and everything. So I do apologize because I was angry at the world and I was just lashing out at people quite a bit. I've always thought that you're probably one of the smartest minds in radio because, like, you're a great producer. You know what works. You know what the people want. And I was kind of never that person and stuff. And I was just lashing out and being a complete dick. So I just wanted to get, you know, started off by saying, you know, like, I apologize.
No, man, you're all good. I appreciate that. You know, sorry for, you know, anything that I said, you know, during that time. It was just my first go around here was tough just dealing with everybody. And then
you had a lot of things going against you.
Blitz.
The only thing you had going for you was me.
Yeah. I mean, Blitz was having meetings trying to get me fired every single day. You know, I was getting into it with chat. You know, I had, you know, you would do a podcast about me every now and again, and it just wasn't anything that, you know, I could handle. You know, this time around is different. I'm really not affected. Somebody said they want me to get killed by Hamas. That affected me a little bit. But other than that, you know, I feel like I can deal with a lot. So basically, man, we.
I actually think it's pretty funny.
I don't.
I mean, just because some, they're
Seth,
that.
Do you want to know what? Seth, do you want to? I had probably over 500 pictures of ceiling fans sent to me through social media after I tried to kill myself. So I get it.
All right. Well, anyway, listen.
Well, hold on. You thought you were letting me do it?
Yeah, no. I said without further ado, I was going to hand it over to Seth. Seth's got a good idea. We talked to Colton. He's cool with it. And so we wanted to offer you something. Seth, go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah. So, I mean, because Anna's gone, you know, I did a podcast with her, Two Live Jew. I'm already doing 4 podcasts a week. So we were looking to see if you and Colton would like to do something, you know, once a week. Or, you know, you don't have to travel here. If you can do it from home or whatever, if you want to come here, you can. But we were looking to, you know, get you guys on established once a week, probably on Thursdays. And then, you know, Bubba is very open to, you know, giving you guys, you know, some of the profits sooner than later, you know, once we start doing some numbers, which I think will be immediately.
I'm saying yes, and I really don't even care about the money because this is the first time in my life that I'm actually not worried about money.
Thanks. Great. Because Seth wasn't supposed to say that part.
Wait, what job do you have, Tuttle? Because I'm still worried about money, so I'm just, you know, just let me know on the side.
I mean, I do recruiting for a very one of the biggest cellular retail companies in the United States. So,
listen, Tuds, do you have the equipment where Colton said that we needed to buy him a microphone for his computer? So I said, go ahead, buy that. I'll pay for it. But I know you used to do podcasting and you know how to do all that. Like you could do it from he could be at his house and you could be at your house. You guys could do a podcast. I think you could produce it and get it to Seth because I think that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I just texted you some pictures of my studio. I have a full working board, XLR mics, directional mics, and I even like splurged on the higher end internet. So my connection's going to be fine on my end. I don't need anything.
And also, Bubba, didn't you want to tell Tuttle about coming on the big show like once a month or something?
Yeah, so Tuttle, I was thinking about, you know, maybe once a month since, you know, what day is he? We don't know what day he's going to tape. I guess it doesn't really matter.
No. Because he's going to do it for him. He can do it for
him. But
home.
I was thinking about like maybe once a month having you on like a Wednesday show on the big show. Like once a month, like, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm great. That's probably one of the greatest things that I've heard in quite some time. But like, what's the change of heart? Because look, I know that
because I've talked to JVC and they're like, listen, it's your show.
Can I tell him?
Yes.
Bubba's been a big proponent of yours, you know, behind the scenes. You know, when he asked me about doing something with you, I was like, oh, God, you know, definitely not. And
I've been told no so many times. I have been.
I eased up, and then, you know, JVC had issues with you, and they've eased up. So, I mean, the fact that everybody's, for some reason, cool now at the same time, Bubba's always wanted to try to get you back in the fold, at least since I've been back.
I've been trying to get you back, and JVC's been fighting me. And
shit, I still got Tuttle. Tuttle sent me a text. I thought I blocked him on my text.
That's my studio, Seth.
Show him.
He's got the perfect stuff. Yeah.
So here's what we're thinking: one Wednesday a month, you come and do the show. You know, 6 to 10. But now what? What's the after show on Wednesdays?
I think it's Rhett and Lummy, right? Or are they going to move to Fridays?
No, they got Wednesdays.
They got Wednesdays. Okay, then they got
and they got Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yes. And yeah. Colton's going to do the Fridays with them.
Yeah. So once a month on the big show, and then weekly, you and Colton do a podcast, and that's kind of what we're offering you.
Will the podcast just be recorded for people to go and listen to, or do we need to worry about streaming
I think it's just straight audio, isn't it?
If they wanted to do a video and, you know, have Rhett, you know, whatever, you guys produce it and we put it up a couple days later. But, yeah, I want it to be mostly an audio podcast, but if you did have the video element, I'm sure we'd be cool with putting that up also.
I mean, I can do all of that on my end as well too. I use StreamYard and stuff, so I can capture everything on my end, and then I can.
On we got the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th with regards to available Wednesdays. So you pick. That's how much you're locked in, Tuttle. Pick a Wednesday. And you could even come over on Tuesday night and probably stay with Colton, I'm assuming.
No, I stay with Colton all the time. Yeah. So that's not an issue.
1, 8, 15, 22, 29. And maybe we pick. What's your answer to that?
Okay, so my company that I work for, they've recently, like a year ago, told me that I could work 4 10-hour days a week and get it out, but I can move those days around. So I can do Monday, Tuesday, do your show Wednesday, and then get back and do Thursday, Friday. But I work remotely anyway, so it won't be an issue at all.
All right, so what do you want to just go ahead and lock it in that Wednesday the 1st is the first Tuttle?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
That would be amazing.
Is that a week from tomorrow?
That's a week from tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Week from I'm just going to start filling it in.
This is a hot fucking podcast today.
It is, buddy. Tuttle?
Hey, Bubba, can I say one thing, though, before you go? Like, I do. As much as we've been adversarial through the years, and I know maybe I hold the record of being fired and hired the most at the BRN, you've always given me a chance more than any other radio personality or radio host.
Even as mean as you used to be to me when you would try to get me in trouble, I mean, you were flat out mean to me, and then you would quit. And when I had you signed up for a bit, I always, always forgave you and always brought you back. Always. Yeah. I always did. And yeah, I know that my rent, and listen, it should just show you for the people that you used to work for that hated me and used to tell you how bad of a person I am. You don't see them calling you right now, offering you any fucking thing. After you left all those people, they pretty much wrote you off. I'm the only one that's continued to believe in you.
No, I mean, it's you're 100% correct, Bubba. Like, I know a lot of people are like, well, Tuttle's worked with every radio show in Central Florida and stuff. And yes, I have. And, you know, I usually shoot myself in the foot, but I wasn't sober then. You know, like, I was going through a lot of stuff. And you know, like, I did a lot of messed up stuff, and I apologize. And the same goes to Seth as well, too. Like,
you're good, man.
I used to be a jealous prick, and I was drunk or either taking pills on a regular basis.
I mean, at your all-time height, how much medication were you on?
Legally prescribed drugs and other stuff?
Yeah, I want legal first, then throw on the illegals.
I was on lithium, I was on risperidone, I was on Adderall, which, you know, is just basically legal speed, and then I was also on a couple other, like, Xanax as well, too, but that was for my anxiety and stuff, when I'd have panic attacks, and then, I the pain pills, like, at one point when I was married, I would slam my elbow in a car door just so I could get pain pills.
Oh, man.
Seth, he would literally slam his elbow into a car door, and then go to the hospital so he could get, you know, 36 Vicodin.
I mean, honestly, it's smarter than what this rapper NBA YoungBoy just got caught up, because he was calling, acting like he was a doctor.
Right.
And, you know, trying to get prescriptions.
Sure.
But Tuttle went about it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. So Tuttle, so pain pills and then you know, whiskey, at least a fifth of whiskey every night.
Oh, well, when I was, my drinking was the worst when I lived at the Ray Shop.
Mm-hmm.
That one was... It was bad. I was drinking a bottle of scotch every night.
Was the Ray Shop fun at all, or was that a really dark time for you?
It was fun, and then it became not fun when I had to live with B-Fud for a while.
You had him so fucked up in the head. You literally had him fucked up in the head. You had him convinced that you could.
Believing aid. Can I say whatever I want to on this platform?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah, here you can. Sure.
Okay. Well, I had Beefa believing that he ate his own cum one time.
Oh, so, Seth, so Seth,
I'm good, Bubba. I don't need it anymore.
Beefa would say, "No, I didn't." And Tuttle would be like, "I'm just telling you. You know, you might have been like napping or in a dream, but I walked downstairs and you were jacking your dick off and you ate your cum." And then Beefa would go, "No, I didn't. I didn't do that." And Tuttle goes like, "Hand to God, I swear to God, you must have been sleepwalking or something."
That is some sick shit to make up, Tuttle.
But so hold on. So then B-Fud started believing that he really did eat his own cum. And then
guys.
He hated Tuttle more, and he actually had hatched a plan on how he was gonna kill Tuttle.
Was he?
That's why I had to get rid of him. He was going to realistically kill Tuttle.
What was the plan?
He's gonna shoot him in the middle of the night and say, I mean, you gotta understand, the guy is
62.
He's 62. He was going to shoot him in the middle of the night and said it was a break-in or something.
He actually, I had to hide because I think you maybe kept something for protection at the Ray Shop, and he found it. And I was like, nope, we're not doing that one. Because I was like, I'm going to get killed by a 62 in a Ray Shop.
Exactly. So, listen, Wednesday the 1st, but what day do you know what day their podcast is going to be yet?
Honestly, whenever they want, but it'd be great to have it, you know, ready to go on Thursday. So
not this Thursday. Yeah. So next Thursday, which will be a day after your, your debut, and Thursdays will be their slot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to come up with a name for this shit.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. I can definitely do that one. Just give me a little bit of brainstorming, and I can easily come up with something.
Do you have Tuttle's number?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys can from this point forward, I can hand it over to you two.
Yes.
And you got only thing I need to know about is that Tud's going to be in here on the first. On Wednesday the first. Tud, I need you here about 10 till 6.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. Now let me ask you: if Colton doesn't have the equipment and stuff after like later on Wednesday, or maybe even Tuesday, can we maybe record the podcast just to get one out? Because I don't want to be late to PD Seth.
I think we can get Colton to get the stuff.
Okay,
Seth, work with him to make sure he has the right stuff. And if there's costs involved in that, just let me know. I'll send you the money.
Okay, so send it.
If there's a mixing board or something.
He just needs one mic, and I'll get it at Amazon. I'll look to see the next day. But should I have Colton ordered and then tell you how much to send Colton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Colton just texted me and said, "Hey, I just bought the microphone. It was $32.14, and I'll send him $5 on his fucking Cash App, and he'll make $1.50 and be happy on it."
So Tuttle, he should have the mic. He should have the mic by this weekend.
Okay. So Seth doesn't have a direct card to PayPal, is what you're saying?
Oh, that was a low blow there. Fucking
was that?
Hold on. Just when Tuttle, you think Tuttle, and then he goes right back for the jugular. I mean, that was a good rib. That was a good.
Was it on me or was that a blitz rib?
No, it was a blitz rib.
Okay, all right.
Seth didn't have a direct link to the PayPal like everybody else does.
Listen, I'll work Bubba down for a raise, but I won't steal.
I locked that fucking PayPal down so much that I can barely get into it. So
as much as of a dick I was, I never stole from you, though.
You never did. You never did. But I was good to you, motherfucker. I gave you a place to live. I let you live in my mansion for a little bit. I took you to the Daytona 500 on a fucking $2 million Prevost bus. I mean, I took care of you, buddy.
Cornhole with Mike Allstott.
Yes.
Right next door.
So,
and we've got this fleshlight for it, Tuttle, also. Back.
We got a Brandy Love fleshlight. I mean, now listen, Tuttle, are you involved in a relationship or anything?
I don't want to get you like squirreled or sideways, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I am. There's two people I'm talking to right now.
You fucking two or just talking to two?
He's fucking.
No, I haven't. Like, it's been a while since I fucked. So
really?
It's been a while.
Now, are both of these pretty hot and are they fuckable?
Oh, yeah. So I'm talking to this chick from Bulgaria that is the coffee girl at the bagel barn here in Edgewater.
Seth, a Bulgarian.
It sounds like Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
It works at the bulk at the fucking bagel bagel fucking house in Sanford.
The bagel barn.
Okay, at the bagel barn. You're talking to the head Bulgarian at the bagel barn. Now, is she? Those Bulgarian women sometimes are beautiful.
Hairy though.
Oh, she's gorgeous, man. Gorgeous, like for real. And you know, and then you would never guess who I've been hanging out with. You know, going to like events and all this stuff with
who?
My ex-wife.
Really?
And Kristen.
And at the end of the day, if we're going to be intellectually honest, that's the love of your life. It really is.
Yeah, I really fucked that one up.
Yeah, but
time.
I mean, but is she super? She's got to be really cool. And the progression that you've made, you're sober, you know, you got a damn good job, you're now going to get back on the air with me. I mean, you know, do you think that there's a chance there?
We have hung out quite a bit, and we actually have already recorded some podcasts, me and her together.
Oh, yeah.
Great, we'll take those two.
Hey, Seth said he'll take those two. Yeah.
I just thought it would be an interesting concept.
Tuttle and his ex.
Yeah, you know, we're working on the name.
I mean, what have you been calling it?
We just were recording to see how everything was, and she used to come on bits, and actually you've had her on the air before a couple of times.
Oh, I don't remember.
No, it was like the first time you guys brought me into the studio when everybody wanted to kill me back in the day, and then you had her on like the Sirius show. And basically asked me if you would let me or let you fuck her one time.
And while she was on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how did that work out?
I mean, she played along and was like, you know, we might have to, you know, we can talk about this at a later date. But she knew how to work. Like, she didn't get like, oh, screw you and hang up immediately.
Right. She knew how to work. She comes from the House of Tug.
Wait, you tried to get her and Tuttle to fuck on the air?
No, me and her to fuck.
Okay.
Oh, Bubba would
fuck her.
Jeez, man.
Well, you know what? Hey, man, I mean, that's all good news, bud. I mean, all of that's good news. And so next Wednesday you'll be on the show. And then next Thursday will be the debut of whatever you and Colton cook up on our podcasting network. Man, Seth, you're gonna have a strong podcasting network.
I know.
Especially you throw in the Tigs and the Bigs.
That's what I've always dreamed of.
And then double, you know, then you got a Rhett and a Lummy deal.
Yep. I got a wrestling show. I got us.
Two black barbers. Fuck.
Seth, I'm about to make you some money on the clicks, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm going to make you some money, and this is going to be something you're not going to regret. And we're gonna make this work, and we're gonna make this grill, and whatever you need, Seth, just let me know.
Let's make some money together, man.
All right, Tuds. Hey, Tuds. Next Wednesday, you're locked in, buddy. Love you.
All right, love you too, Bubba. Bye.
See you, buddy.
And rest in peace to your mother.
That's an odd way to go out, Bubba.
He is a Jew. Should I get a hold of the Tigs and Big Eye?
Yeah, I'm worn out from today. Yeah. I was going to do it, but I can't talk anymore. I got to do operation after this.
I know, Bubba.
I got nothing in the tank.
I'm putting hours in too, honey.
He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy, toy. He's our Sethy boy. He's not your boy, toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.